Good morning, Pilgrims and Traveler. Well, I guess, no, it's fine. I'm going here. I know where I'm going. Good morning, Pilgrims and Travelers on the funny path of life on a beautiful Sunday morning, 9:40 a.m. And yeah, heading out to La Real de la Jara. And I think I stayed at the place where I'm going in 2019. I'm pretty sure. Anyway, so well, it's a beautiful morning. Can already tell I feel toasty. I mean, obviously, packing your stuff and getting ready to leave, you know, doesn't hurt. But you can tell it's going to be, again, another gorgeous, what a way to finish the year, really. You know, it's really on a high note. Just yesterday's walk was, you know, I mean, just amazing five-star weather. And of course, you know, for the local, you know, basically being like, well, no water. You know, the drought, the, you know, the change of weather, whatever you want to call it, weather patterns, global warming, combination of all of that. And again, human mind, the mind seemed to be bent on wanting things to stay the same. And, you know, and of course you invest, you want to make a life, you have a home or whatever, and things get harder. And, well, that doesn't go. That kind of medicine doesn't go down easy on anybody. I can appreciate. But anyway, as far as walking, that is really amazing weather. So, very, very stable and just beautiful days, beautiful days. So today is going to be relatively easy. It's going to be actually some down. And, well, actually I kind of know that anyway. It was a big downhill leaving Monasterio. And, but not very much up. So, relatively uneventful. I don't remember, I know I'm going to go by an interstate, I'm going to go under an interstate. I just don't remember too much. I think it's going to be some nature for a while. Hey, good morning, big old beagle. Ooh! Ooh! You let them know he's locked on the terrace. Outside on the second floor, and I mean, it's such a small area, and he's stuck right there like in a little jail. Those don't look nice, you know, having dog in an apartment. It's kind of a sad tone to it. Anyhow, so arrived yesterday, chatted, joked with a lady that was running the place, got to laugh a few times. Kind of a nice one, you know, remember the place, get my groceries, and I met Iris, German, she was already there. And so we chatted for a bit. She's around my age, she used to be a banker, and then she kind of runs this high rope, you know, the kind of a tree climbing type deal, outfit for Walna, and goes and tends goats in the winter. So kind of as a, kind of a, different lifestyle from the banking world that she left years ago. And came to see a boyfriend in Tarifa, which is, I think it's the windiest spot in Spain, if I'm not mistaken. Very, very windy there. And kind of walking a little bit before going back home. So that was that. And then eventually Sven and Daniel showed up, and that was it. And I kind of liked it. It felt very, very nice. It felt kind of quite cozy and intimate. And I realized I kind of like smaller crowd, you know, in that setting at least, you know. Anyway, it was just very nice. Chatted a bunch, you know. Anyway, interesting, this guy Sven, you know, who just walks one-on-one with boys, you know, for months. Like with Daniel, he's going to be with him for 3 months. And of course, it's not his first rodeo. So... anyway, he seems to be quite happy. Talked about a few things, and kind of a nice chatting between the three of us, mostly because Daniel, if he has Wi-Fi, he's basically in his gaming, you know, to bring talk about that kind of virtual reality, which really seems to be taking a hold. I really don't see that changing, you know, and I personally have no problem with it. I don't like it. It's not my thing. That doesn't make me happy, but obviously it has to be. If not, people like Daniel, they wouldn't be doing what they are doing. And I kind of care a little bit on Daniel because he smells. I mean, he stinks. Sorry. He doesn't smell. So he's not showering. He's keeping the same clothes on. And, you know, it's, wow. It is something. Something to witness. Anyway, but at the same time, it's like, well, you got to all right, dude. You know, like, yeah, I don't like shower. It's like, okay, you know, I guess maybe one day you'll get into girls and boys, whatever. But then you most likely would have to rethink your strategy here. Because that's not going to fare out well. Anyway, but like I say, he's an 18-year-old little turd. You know, it's easy to feel like 14. So definitely you can see the, well, I don't know if it's immaturity, but my goodness. It is. Well, definitely I'll call it that for sure. To me, it looks like immaturity. Just feels like a little boy that just want to be fed and doesn't want to do anything. Almost wants to go back inside the womb, you know, just kind of strange. Anyway, but it is what it is. Okay, looks like I'm going to be 1.5 kilometer straight now, so I should be fine. Anyway, should I strap my belt on? Yeah, let's get some weight. I have a little extra weight off to be on. Because I have tomato sauce, I got some ratatouille, and then extra fruits for today and tomorrow. So, that's good. So anyway, so it was kind of nice, very quiet over there, near the door. Anyway, so just very nice, the wifi worked nice, so yeah, quite happy. I had to put my clothes back on to finish them. I realized they were not going to dry, and interesting, that looks like a penguin. Maybe somebody's just leaving now. Because I'm like, that's too early, right? I don't think the next town where you could. Well, it doesn't matter. It looks like it's a pilgrim coming the other way. That's surprising. Anyway. So yeah, just very, very nice. Greet that pilgrim, and who looks like an Asian if I had to guess from the look of the outfit. Oh, watch where you're going! Yeah, an Asian young fellow walking anyway. Interesting, that looks open. Sunday morning. Anyway. Nice time in Monasterio. Is it going to be open on Sunday? Eroski? No. There must be something different. No, they're not open on Sunday. Yeah, they're not open on Sunday. But it's late. Anywho, so I was thinking, that's a good topic while I'm getting out of town here, about tomorrow, because I have a short day, so it's around 13 kilometers if I'm not mistaken, to get to Almaden. And though there may not be buses throughout the day, I could take a taxi to the next town where I could get a bus to take me to Santiponce. And I think I'm going to do that. I don't think I want to stay in Almaden. So, and that would basically mean for me to arrive Well, then I'll have to think. I'll have to time my arrival because she's not going to be arriving early. I don't even know how she's coming back from Rhein, Pilar. I don't know if she's taking BlaBlaCar or train. Yeah, if she's taking train. I still like the idea of going to Santiago instead of going to Sevilla and then taking the train to Solteras, which is the next town over. So one option would be to get a little closer to a town, because where we are, Almaden de la Plata, it's kind of isolated. It's just not much going on, so that's where you don't really have much public transportation, even though you do have it. But that's about it, you know, once a day, it looks like. At least to leave it and then to come back. So, to arrive there in the morning, to find out about the next town over, like to find out about buses that I would have access to the next town over, take a taxi to get me there, and then take the bus from there to Santi Pons to skip all that bad part that I don't want to. And then I'm thinking of something else now. Check it out. So, because I remember that part quite well. So from Almaden de la Plata to whatever, Castillejo, I think de los Blancos is what it's called, if I'm not mistaken. So there is a 15K road stretch. But the one from the Almaden is actually quite nice. So there would be the possibility of having a taxi pick me up at the entrance of that park and taking me to those 15 kilometers and then me doing the nature, because it's quite nice. You go through a park. So it would be a quite uphill, straight uphill to leave Almaden, and then you would be dropping it down. So if that's possible, I think I would like that, to get the nature part under my belt and then having somebody pick me up. So let's see if that's possible. If that's not possible, then to have a taxi to take me to the town directly from Almaden, which is around whatever it is, 20 something kilometers, and then from there looking at buses to if there are more buses basically to go towards Sevilla, but we stopped to Santi Pons because the one from Almaden, if I'm not mistaken, takes you straight to Sevilla. I'm not sure there would be an option to stop in between. So that's kind of what I'm thinking. Instead of spending the night in Almaden, taking the 7 o'clock in the morning bus from there to go to Sevilla, and then take the train to go to Soltera, or Salteras, I think it's called, and then take and then walk the 3 kilometers to Pilar's house. I think I like the idea. And I would be arriving, you know, Monday evening when she's there. And I kind of like that. Even though, you know, it's going to be, obviously, she'll just arrive from spending the weekend in Jaén, so she's most likely going to be tired, you know, and getting ready for Tuesday. And then, yeah, you know, so, but I think I like, so I'm going to see if that's doable. But as of now, that's what I'm going to do today when I arrive. I'll be able to find that information. And, yeah, actually, if not, I'll call an albergue or call one of the lodging in whatever it's called, Castillejos de los Blancos, whatever it's called, and then find out about public transportation. And we're looking at around 4 hours today, you know, to get to where I'm going. So I'll be there by 2 o'clock. And so I'll have time to do that. It is Sunday. I'm going to crank up maybe a little bit of languages, but I think I've secured my place on the podium, but I'm not going to make it to the second or first place, because those guys, whoever those guys are, they are getting big numbers now. They're really competitive, and it's not interesting at that point. I don't want to put that much time into it. It would not be fun. But I've enjoyed what I've done, getting more kanji practice, so good for me on that. Thank you guys, inspiring me to to get more of that. And yeah, that will be that. It's a little breezy, so it's actually a little colder right now. The sun is barely veiled by this almost non-existent white pus layer. It's kind of funny, but it's kind of shining through, but you still get a little bit of a filter. But the breeze definitely makes it makes it cooler. Anyway, so the last time I walked this way was in 2019, and here chose Sevilla, 92 kilometers, Merida, 100 on the European 803 or on the A66. So, so yeah, 2019 when I walked it backward, but I don't remember at all. I mean, it's unmemorable anyway. But I'm going to pass the Museum of the Hen. So Monasterio is known for that area here. And you see quite a lot of pigs anyway in area. Los sueltos, cerdos sueltos. I mean, it doesn't look too good, the confinement. You know, it's not grassy. It's rocky and muddy. But yeah, como that, quite a little bit of a pig industry around here. I think a lot of the pig is in the south anyway, in Spain. I think a lot of it. Anyway, so here we are. I am stuffed. Sven had made a bunch of basmati rice, so I had some for this morning again. And he kind of offered, he made kind of like a chicken teriyaki yesterday with some bell peppers. And then he offered, I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll take a little bit. So, anyway, seems like a very sweet guy, actually. You know, I don't think he's too far behind me in terms of age, and seems to be quite enjoying, you know. He's put quite some mileage this year, and he's done stuff in Sweden, in Germany, too. He seems to be able to make kind of his route, but, yeah, he seems to be okay with nasty weather and... Like I was telling him, you know, as my stint as a wilderness guide, when he got older, you know, that was problematic for me because of the self-care that was needed. Anyway, like even thinking of now, you know. And of course I managed, but I realized what was needed for me was being taken away from dealing as a teenage, you know, those guys that I was responsible for. And more of the planning of what was going on was going to be around my needs because they were higher and I didn't feel fair. And in a way, it didn't feel safe for me to be doing that when it gets cold. It's just not my game. Woof! It's picking up a little bit here. Anyway. So, I will see, but I have a feeling I might see them again. So, Sven and Daniel tonight. Daniel's actually still behind, playing on this game. Not ready to go yet. Like I say, in his bubble, but obviously, you know, he made it to where he needed to go. And, yeah, Sven is not worried about having to be by him. So, you know, give him some instruction. And he's like, all right, dude, you big boy, we'll see you later. And obviously, Daniel is okay with that. So, anyway, interesting. Interesting. So I called the place yesterday. Actually, well, a little anecdote. I was talking to Iris, and she stayed in a place in El Real de la Jara yesterday. And she mentioned that place, but she was mentioning that the family was sharing the living room and the kitchen, and the TV was kind of on, and I just don't like the TV. watch movies and documentaries, but I really don't like cable TV at all. And I was like, well, thank you. It's like, that's why I couldn't make my mind in terms of which one to choose. And I was like, then I know which one I'm getting now. And because both of them had a kitchen, and they were not big, both of them, neither of them were big, so it was like both looked feasible. And I was like, okay. And not only it is the one that I think I stayed in 2019, but that's definitely the one that I want. I don't want to be. I mean, and it would be fine if I was the only one there, or like a little fancy place. I would still want to stay here. But okay, so I'm actually gonna have to watch out here. There's a roundabout. I'm gonna be leaving the road. Well, that's gonna be the downhill anyway. Yeah, it would have been fine, and I'm sure some of it would have been enjoyable, but I would have more than likely been more in a dorm, to. I don't know why. I just don't like the TV. I really don't like cable TV. For me, it's pointless. It's useless, basically. It's not enjoyable. You just feel yuck. Me da asco la televisione. So yesterday, what did I eat, you ask? I was thinking of maybe even going back and getting a pizza, but like I said, I had that tuna empanada and the salad, and that's what I had for dinner, and it was fine actually. I did not even eat fruit. I was stuffed, so considering I just had breakfast and that, doesn't feel like a lot of food actually, but that was good. So definitely looking forward to back to time restricted eating. I think I'm actually not very far from that. Obviously I'm eating a little later because of the nature of the Camino. Monasterio de Tentu Dia. They've been there. That's like 16 kilometers out of the way. Anyway, and there is a kind of a metal sculpture of Monasterio of a hen at the entrance of the town. Gives you an idea about what those guys think about the hen here. So anyhow, wow, yeah, it does feel definitely colder with that wind. I can't imagine that would not be fun for me. Yeah, I think I would be looking at a bus, maybe even a taxi, if that was the case. Yeah, that would be thanks, but no thanks. Okay, looks like here I'm gonna be veering off. Oh, I guess it's gonna be a road again. It's gonna be like a national road along the interstate. So I'm gonna be on a road for a while. Anyway, we shall see. Either way, I'll be where I'm going to do, where I'm going to be, where I need to be by the end of the afternoon. That Sven, or could it be Daniel? I don't know, but anyway, I think the downhill is coming up. All right, 3.6 kilometers. Anyway, body feels good. Oh, I think I mentioned yesterday I had no water, but I have water today. I think it's the second time that I've forgotten the water. And again, yesterday it was kind of my call because, oh yeah, I remember where we are now. When I get into that town, I could have looked for a place to, and you could have found a bar and then find some water. Or ask one of the residential homes that was, the door was open, you know, but I chose not to. I was looking for like a water fountain and I found none, and yeah, just been like, eh, just be all right. Then I was. I don't think I was really worse for wear. So I'm not sure. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm thinking about the, I think it's either Daniel or Sven, but I don't know what they're using to navigate. You know, maybe why 2 days ago. I didn't see them yesterday, but I find out Sven saw me because it was at the cafeteria at the village. Like I said, on the Camino, normally people make stuff, you know, and I don't know. I think it started last year or this year. I'm not sure. To when I started finding myself to do it all one stretch, and it didn't quite make sense to take a break. I mean, you know, to stop to grab something to eat, whatever. But I found myself putting the backpack relatively quickly back on and get on with my day. Get a good pee here in that rest area. So, yeah, interesting. Well, obviously, yesterday was a good journey. That's a decent day. 27, almost 28 kilometers. That's not a bad distance. Oh, shit, sorry. And you know, a couple of times you kind of feel like I was a little bit tired, or kind of be nice to take the pack off, but then you get past that kind of wall and then you just on and get into that kind of strong rhythm, you know, kind of like going strong but not wanting it to be done, like not wanting it over with. Sometimes I can tell, you know, you get tired and it's like, you just want to be done, you want to get your shower and rest. But then realizing that, well, that's not really true. Because everything changes once you arrive. And there is something to be said about being annoyed by the backpack or the weight or being tired. Or, you know, looking at an uphill and being like, oh, not feeling it today. Whatever mind game. Looking at some sycamores, China berry trees, and all where the other ones are. Yeah. Anyway, so kind of realize you can't take it that seriously. Anyhow. But I do enjoy a strong pace, I have to say. Like, it's one thing if you take a walk in the evening, like you said, you know, people will be peeling and take some walk. Yeah, that would be different. You know, it's a lot of reason. It's much better what you're doing now. In this, picking up. But the day is warming up, so. Anyway. See, so there is a. There is a downhill. Actually, is there anything else that I would say relevant to the task at hand? This is very cool, the view from here. You can see quite a ways away. And it's kind of shit.
nice to see the sunset. Oh, it's beautiful.
Interesting. Grab them. So, yeah, is there anything else on the mind? Side of that, that finishing straight line kind of coming right up. Everything is good. I don't have any complaint. I think I had a good night. I actually woke up. I woke up before 5, and I stayed a little longer in bed. I get up at 5 because I realized. Which was nice because I think I had barely 2 hours, maybe a little more than 2 hours. Before first it was Iris and Sven and then actually Daniel. So basically everybody was up around the same time. And so my language is not. And then we talked for a while. And I am also aware of that. It's interesting. Sometimes I get carried away. But I can't take over a little bit. It's challenging too. I do it. I redirect myself. When I become aware of it, I can almost like apologize and say, oh, please, you know, go on. And then talk. And then I make a point. It doesn't matter what I'm thinking. I'm going to stay with what they are saying until they are done. And that is challenging, but it's becoming easier and easier and easier. But definitely aware of that. My enthusiasm sometimes gets better with me. And it gets into that kind of first control mode where I'm not really conscious, I'm not really there. It's happening automatically. And that I want to work on. However, many opportunities I've left on my table, you know, until Monday. And tomorrow will be my more than like, Monday. Well, I don't know actually. Monday, we'll see. Monday is in the air. There's work to be done to find out what I will end up doing. Either way, whether I end up arriving in Valencina Monday night or early in the morning. Tuesday, that will be that. Anyway, so, I think that's it. I don't think I have anything earth-shattering to share. It's nice. I feel good. I guess, yeah, I feel good. That's what I'll say. Feel good. So, on that note, peace and love. Maybe we'll talk to you later.